A week from today, we'll know the results of Proposal 1, the ballot measure that would increase the state's sales tax to fund road repairs. It would also raise money for schools. It is a really controversial measure. There are vocal supporters, vocal opponents. But what will that actually mean in terms of voter turnout? Mark Grebner is president of Practical Political Consulting. I think elections and polling numbers, voter turnout, it just runs in his blood. I started by asking him to just look in his crystal ball.
Well, it's hard to call this election because there aren't any really good precedents for it. The last time we held a statewide election at an odd time of the year with nothing else on the ballot was 20 years ago, Proposal A.
Right.
And the world has changed quite a bit since then, and this isn't exactly like Proposal A, to put it mildly. But in that election, we saw 2.4 million voters. I guess everybody assumes that the turnout this year will be somewhat lower than that. There was some talk early on that it might not even be a million votes, but I'm sure it'll be more than that.
So what are you looking at right now then exactly?
I'm looking at the absentee ballot returns, the number of people who applied for and returned their absentee ballots. And that number looks to me like it's going to be about 450,000 statewide. So I guess from that, maybe 1.5 million total votes. That's compared to about 3 million for the recent gubernatorial elections and about 5 million for the presidential elections.
So what would 1.5 million voters mean?
Well, 1.5 million would be a sort of a not very exciting August primary turnout. So the point is that about half the people who vote in the gubernatorial election will show up and vote for this, if I'm right, if it's about 1.5 million. It might be a little higher, might be a little lower. I have a theory that everybody understands this well enough to have an opinion on it, and that there are very few people who are at all plugged in who haven't taken a position on it, at least in their own minds. And that's the kind of thing that'll get them to go to the polls because, well, this is small enough to actually wrestle with. Sometimes there are proposals like the one we had last summer for the personal property tax,
like
which I still don't quite know all the things that it did, and I'm sure nobody else does either. And that would not have drawn people out because your typical voter would have just been puzzled by it. Whereas this one is discreet enough, simple enough, that people can be for it or against it.
Mark, I think you might be the only person I've spoken with who said that Proposal 1 is a simple proposal.
But everybody can understand that it's going to raise the sales tax 1 cent. Everybody understands it's going to dump a bunch of money into road building. Everybody understands that somehow or other, cities and schools seem to be very happy with it, so they must be making out okay. And then there's a whole lot of other stuff on the proposal, on the ballot, that, well, you can't really summarize it. You can just sort of wave your hand at it and say, and a lot of other stuff.
Okay, so looking at your possible prediction models, what does this mean for, let's say, proponents of Proposal 1? Is 1.2 to 1.8 million voters, is that a good sign for supporters?
I really think that this is a little bit like talking to your aunt who has terminal cancer about good signs and bad signs. This proposal, if it were currently in a hospital bed, ought to be thinking about hospice. So I don't think there are any good signs or bad signs. I guess it's important that the proposal be comfortable in its final days, and I hope it is.
Mark Grebner is president of Practical Political Consulting.